And KVGC News Time is now 8 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news for today, again, we have that incident at the intersection of Highway 16 and 49 outside of Drytown there at the light. Apparently a vehicle coming south, a truck and trailer, made the turn, lost the trailer, trailer overturned, and it is blocking the southbound Highway 49, and they are working now to get that open. Hopefully, there's no estimated time of opening, but hopefully it will be open before 9 o'clock. Well, graduation tonight wraps up the 2018-2019 school year for both Amador and Calaveras County. Promotion exercises were held last night in Amador County, along with graduation ceremonies on Frank Meyer Field for Calaveras High School. And tonight, Amador High School will hold their graduation ceremonies starting at 7:30, and Argonaut High School ceremonies will begin at 8.
And the Calaveras Environmental Health Department warning residents to be on the lookout for blue-green algae when swimming or recreating at New Hogan Lake. A blue-green algae bloom was located by the State Water Resource Control Board, and while the bloom is subsiding, county officials say it's important for everyone who enjoys the lake to have a basic understanding about the potential health effects of certain types of algae. Calaveras County Health Officer Dr. Dean Coletta says while no serious cases of local residents developing serious complications or illness from blue-green algae have been reported, those who use the lake should be aware of the threat and to avoid becoming sick. Common health consequences for humans that come in contact with blue-green algae include rashes, allergy-like reactions, runny nose, or sore throat. If ingested, symptoms can include stomach pain, diarrhea, vomiting, dizziness, and liver damage, but must be ingested in large amounts. Young children and dogs are most at risk.
Calaveras County fire crews rolled to a vegetation fire on Hospital and Southworth Road in the Burson Wallace area yesterday. First reported around noon, ground crews and air attack were able to quickly contain the fire at 4.5 acres. CAL FIRE from Tuolumne Calaveras Unit and the Amador El Dorado Unit, along with Calaveras Consolidated Fire and the Clements Rural Fire, responded. The cause of that fire is under investigation.
A new Public Policy Institute of California poll shows support for actions designed to increase housing here in California. When asked if the state should reduce CEQA regulations, 47% in favor, 30% opposed, 24% didn't know. Now, on the topic of Governor Gavin Newsom's proposal to require local governments to approve new housing projects before receiving new transportation funding, 61% in favor, 31% opposed, 8% did not know. In addition, 52% stated housing costs place a financial strain on their family. Now, other findings from the poll include 73% feel childhood vaccinations should be required, 74% approve of Governor Newsom's plan to spend $1 billion to address homelessness, and 41% are afraid of rising electricity bills due to wildfire damage. Now, when asked about Governor Newsom, 45% feel Newsom is doing a good job, 29% disapprove of his performance, 26% don't know.
And the Amador County Peace Officers Association is looking for the Peace Officer and Citizen of the Year. These individuals are recognized for their outstanding commitment and service to the community and exemplify the highest levels of selflessness and inspiration to others. Now, the Peace Officers Association is seeking nominations for the 2019 Officer and Citizen of the Year, and any nomination should include, any and all, should include a brief statement to support the nominee. How does the nominee stand out amongst their peers? Also, please submit nominations to the Amador County Peace Officers, care of the Awards Committee, at Post Office Box 1632, Sutter Creek, 95685. The Awards Committee will be selecting this year's winner at the September meeting, I should say. The awards dinner will be held on October 26th. I know that the deadline of August 8th sounds like it's a long ways away. Folks, it is not that long away. Remember, It was January 1st, just 2 or 3 weeks ago, and here it is already the end of school. So anyway, NoHo's Cocktails at 6, dinner at 7. Ticket locations will be made available at a later date.
Well, you can ride the rails in Amador County this weekend. The Amador Central Railroad will run speeder cars from Lane Station to Sunnybrook Turnaround. Now, a speeder is a maintenance vehicle formerly used on railroads around the world by track inspectors and work crews. Rides will be offered this Saturday, June 8th, and every second Saturday of the month through November, weather permitting. Ticket sales begin at 9:15 at Lane Station on Highway 104, just about a mile and a half south of Ione, near where the railroad crosses the highway. Just follow the signs. Tickets are $10 per person. Children must be 5 years or older. You'll board your excursion, depart either at 10 a.m., 12 noon, or 2 p.m. Tickets are on a first-come, first-served basis. For more details, visit AmadorCentral.com.
And registration for swim lessons at the Jackson City Pool will be held this coming Monday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sign up at the Jackson City Pool. Now, for more information on this, you can contact the Jackson City offices. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.